Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, after church today, I'll have to leave the council meeting a little early, we're going to Newcastle, and my sister's having a family reunion. You know, nobody's getting married, nobody died, nobody's being baptized, so I think this is officially a reunion. We always talk about that. We go to funerals. We've got to get together. Well, my sister's making it happen today. I'm looking forward to that. You know, seeing some of my cousins I haven't seen for a while and catching up and helping, you know, build the relationships again and catch up on old times. Relationships. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, relationships are the most important thing. I mean, people say, well, I worked 100 hours at work and I did this and that. But what are you going to remember? Your family together, your kids on vacation together, playing ball, you're loving your grandchildren, loving your parents. The relationships are so important. And God promises us a family of relationships that will last forever. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And that relationship, that family, is the Church of Jesus Christ. And St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church is part of that church, that one holy Catholic and apostolic church. This is the family of God in the best sense of the word. And every Sunday we gather for our family reunion here at St. Paul's, and Jesus is here in the Holy Sacrament. And every year in June, our synod, our Southwestern Pennsylvania Synod, the church family there, gathers with other church families as a synod and prays and worships and makes decisions discerning where God's calling us. And every 2 years, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America gets together as the whole Lutheran Church in America prays and worships God and seeks to see God's will in our lives. And where two or more are gathered in his name, Jesus promises, I will be present. So at all these gatherings, Jesus is there, the head of the table, welcoming us to celebrate together. And God has invited you. And I'm glad you took that invitation to heart today and you came to worship God. All of you are invited. Are you a sinner? Welcome. God loves sinners. We knew that from the prodigal son last week. We heard that. Do you want to be loved for who you are and cherished for who you are? Welcome. God made you, and he loves you just the way you are. Not just Mr. Rogers, but God loves you just the way you are, from your head to your toes. He loves you more than you'll ever know. You are precious to God. Are you missing your loved one because they have died and you grieve and you miss them coming to your house and being at table with you and sharing things? Welcome. God raised Jesus from the dead. And the promise is we will see our loved ones again when Christ returns in all of his glory. And on that day, death itself will be destroyed. There'll be no more separations. The relationships will last forever. Do you want to talk with God someday, face to face? Do you want to catch up and see about Martin Luther? Or do you have some questions for God, like Desi Arnaz and Ricky and Lucy? You know, you have some explaining to do? Do you want to see Billy Graham? You want to see Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi? Well, welcome. When Christ returns, there's going to be a big, you're going to meet all kinds of, even Pope Leo's going to be there. It's going to be great. Are you sick and tired of war and hate and another guns killings in California this morning? Are you tired of people despoiling the atmosphere and the environment? Welcome. God hates that too, and someday that'll be ended, and we are part of the action to help end that. Our relationships here and now and our eternal relationships in heaven are all possible because of our God, the God we worship, the God of the Bible. And I'm glad that you accepted God's invitation today to be here and see our beautiful daffodils and see each other. It's wonderful. Now, when it comes down to it, relationships with God, relationships with other people, all people, creation, those relationships, those are the things that matter most. That's what Judas did not get today, and Judas did not understand. Mary's act of extravagant love is because how much she loved Jesus, how much Jesus loves her. And nothing was too expensive. Nard is very, very expensive. You know, Judas figured it out, 300 denarii. That's very, very expensive. But nothing was too much because of the love she had for Jesus and the love Jesus had for her, and the whole house filled with that perfume. Got her in trouble with Judas. Well, you know, if you're going to get in trouble with somebody, Judas, I wouldn't worry about it too much. You know? It's not the first time she got in trouble. Remember, Jesus was at their house just before this, and Mary sat at Jesus' feet just listening to his wisdom, and Martha was getting things ready for the dinner, and both things were important. I guess Mary could have said, Martha, I love you. Let me listen to Jesus a little longer, then I'll help you. But she didn't do that, and Martha got ticked off. But the point is, just as this Jesus supper is a foretaste of the great feast to come, so our faith-filled relationships are a foretaste of what heaven is going to be like and what when Christ comes again. No more death, no more separation. That's the promise. And at St. Paul's, we have the taste of heaven right here as you open your hearts to the Holy Spirit coming into your hearts, and through the Holy Spirit seeing all these beautiful faces around here, all these brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, you're not going to agree with everybody here. You're not going to like everybody here. I mean, you know, when I go to my family reunion this afternoon, I know, don't talk politics. That will be a downer. I could destroy the whole relationship because some people are rabid on one side and rabid on the other side. But what's more important than that, they're my cousins. That's my sister. They are all Christians, and Christ is our Savior. That's the most important thing. And so we love them. And as we talk to them and listen to them, we can learn. And I can understand, maybe if I keep this shut and these open, I can understand more where they're coming from, and maybe even why, and maybe where their pain is, where their suffering is, and understand that and to love them. And by listening to them, maybe lowering their suffering, and maybe as they listen to me, help lower my suffering. To love each other, to suspend judgment on each other, to accept our sinfulness along with our brothers and sisters in Christ, because God loves us, and if he loves sinners, and we can love sinners, to love and have compassion on ourselves and everybody else, to be humble and to be down to earth and to be human. And to know, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, our life can be nothing but joy and love and strength and the courage and boldness of God in our lives. And then if we know this really and know how much we are loved and accepted, then we can be love and acceptance for other people who also are hurting, maybe some people that don't understand, maybe some people who are afraid, to love them and to have compassion on them and to understand their suffering. And we are empowered to share our good news in Jesus with them. And we start by loving ourselves. I mean, you're sitting here, you can feel the breath going into your nose and into your lungs, and exhale. You're breathing air. In fact, some of the old mystics believe that's how in the Old Testament we got the word Yahweh. The breath of God, the Spirit of God, that means breath, that means life. Or you can see your eyes. Look, the different colors you can see. Or your smell, when you have the wine, or you smell the perfume of the person sitting next to you, if it's not too bad. It fills you. Or your feet, you can walk, and you can feel Mother Earth beneath your feet. To enjoy being alive. So you see, coming here at St. Paul's and hearing God's word and being reminded of all this on a Sunday, it's part of your family reunion. And I think it is. I mean, I'm getting ready, trying to get this mic on and everything, and people, they're talking and they're laughing and they're just tickled to be together again. That's so great to see that in a church. Do you ever go in some churches, you walk in, you think you're at a funeral? You don't want to make any noise. You're afraid your tummy might grumble because somebody will hear. If your tummy grumbles, nobody's going to hear you because everybody's talking and having a good time. It's great. God calls us to health-giving relationships with him and with each other. Now, one day after church, I was talking to a lady out there, and she had a smile on her face, and she said, I didn't know that people could care so much. I mean, she felt that when she came here, love and care. She said, I'm not used to people going out of their way to talk to me, to help me. You know, she said, I grew up in a family where we were expected to do it on our own. Nobody said, I love you. Nobody gave you a hug. But I came here and felt love. I felt part of a Christian family. And I can't tell you what a difference it has made in my life. And she got emotional. A little tear came down. And she said how much she appreciated it. She just helped her in her life to know love of Jesus. You could hear about the love of Jesus, but to experience the love of Jesus. She said, I met Jesus here. And she smiled and she said, I just wanted to tell you and thank you for your church. And I said, well, I'm just the interim pastor here. I said, this is our church. We're together. And I hugged her and I gave her a kiss on the cheek. And I told her I loved her and church family loved her. But more importantly, God loved her. And loved her. And the Holy Spirit lets her know that in her heart, that this is true. And she should thank God. You know, there is a spirit, a spiritual truth that we need to hear in our times, in a world, in a society that's rapidly individualistic, and what's in it for me, and you owe me, and I have my rights, and divisions, and mistrust, and criticisms. I got to tell you this. There were three guys walking. One was a Hindu, one was a Jew, and one was a critic. And they walked, and all of a sudden, it was getting cloudy, it was going to rain, and it started raining a little bit, and they saw in the distance a farmhouse. So they ran and they knocked on the door of the house by the farmhouse. And the guy said, oh, yeah, the homeowner said, come in. He said, problem is, tonight you probably just sleep over because we're having a bad storm. But he said, I only have room for two of you to sleep here. One of you got to sleep in the barn. So the Hindu said, well, I'll sleep in the barn. So he went in. A few moments later, knock at the door. And the Hindu said, I'm sorry, sir, but I can't sleep in the barn. You have a cow. And in our tradition, cows are sacred. I can't sleep in the barn. So the Jewish guy said, hey, don't worry. You guys, I'll do my mitzvah. I'll do my good deed. Stay here. I'll go in the barn. And a few months later, knock at the door. The Jewish guy, the guy opened the door. The Jewish guy said, what's the matter? I can't sleep there. There's pigs. I can't sleep where there's pigs. It's against my religion. He said, okay. So the critic said, okay, I'll go. So he goes to the barn. A few moments later, there's a knock. There was the cow and the pig. Nobody wants to be around a critic. Nobody. But the Church of Jesus Christ is to understand and to forgive and to love and to not make suffering worse like the critics putting crap all around. Loving the person, understanding them. The Church is God's instrument for renewing and blessing for our world. St. Paul's is an outpost. We're like an outpost of this love in North Park. You know, governments, no matter how well-intentioned, they can't do this. Social services, no matter how well they're staffed, they do good things. They can't totally do this. Schools, no matter how excellent the teachers are, they can't do this. God has chosen you and me to be partners in telling and being good news and faith and hope and love to the world, showing kindness and love that starts in our hearts filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what our sister in Christ experienced as she came to this church. Genuine love and care. Now, people have good BS detectors, and you can tell if it's sincere or not. It's sincere. The Holy Spirit's here. I cannot tell you how many people have shared that when they've come here to visit, to see, say, wow, I wish I'd come back. You know, but it's nice when they visit. And people here that stay, they say that. And if you wonder what a difference a church makes, imagine tomorrow, no St. Paul's, no St. John's Highland, no church at all, all gone. what would the world be like? What would the world be like if all the churches disappeared? You see, it's up to you and me to be the difference makers, to be the gospelers, to share the love of Jesus Christ, to multiply these good news stories in a bad news and addicted to bad news world. Yes, there are roadblocks to loving others. Yes, there'll be times when we'll stumble and fall and have to repent and ask for forgiveness. Luther said you got to do that every day, so we do. But the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome them. You and I are called, in Luther's words, to be Christ to one another. Jesus said, I'll go to the Father, but you will do greater things than these. St. Paul said over 165 times in the New Testament, Christ in us, Christ in us. This is how we can. So that Christ in us, to let that Christ in us flow out of us to others, to all people. Jesus said, you are the light. You are the salt of the world. I am in you and you are in me. He's not out here. He's here in the Holy Spirit. He's in you and wants to work through you as instruments of his love and peace. To let your light shine in your family, in your community, in your church, wherever you are. Jesus fills you. Be Jesus to somebody this week. And today we are given his body and his blood precisely to do that. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.